Well, we believe that the decision to retire the plant is in the best interest for all involved, our customers, our investors, the state of Florida, and our company. You know, we've done an arduous process of engineering work and analysis and evaluation over many, many months. And while it was a difficult decision, we believe that it's the right choice, that ultimately retire is the best option for all involved rather than attempting to repair the plant. That's not to say, though, that we know that this is going to be very difficult for our employees at the plant and on Citrus County where the plant is located. And we're working to help place many of those employees affected by the announcement in other positions within the company. And we're also committed to working with Citrus County to lessen the effects of the retirement as much as possible.
Okay, the big question in many people's minds is, how much is this going to cost and who's going to end up paying this? Does this cost get passed on down to the ratepayers?
Well, that's a complicated question with a complicated response. We have insurance through the Nuclear Electric Insurance Limited Company, and we've also been able to reach a resolution through mediation on our claims. So under the terms of the proposal, the insurer is going to pay an additional $530 million, which will be added to the monies they've already paid, and then customers will receive the benefit of that total insurance proceeds, which totals $835 million. That's the largest claim payout in the history of the Neal Insurance Organization. I mean, we believe that that proposal is in the best interest of our customers and shareholders. That money that's received goes directly to reduce customers' electric bills.
Suzanne, this also might affect the future of your plans to build a separate nuclear generator in Levy County, just over the river up there. Does this affect those plans at all in any way?
No, it does not. We're continuing to pursue the construction and operating license that we need from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for the proposed Levy County nuclear plant, and that will allow us to continue to work toward having a new nuclear generation remain viable for our future.
What's the timeline on that?
The license, we should receive word from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission on the license this year or next year. The opening of the plant is tentatively set for 2024 with the second unit coming online 18 months after that. So building a new nuclear project is a very long-term project. It takes many years, over a decade, in order to do all of the work that's required to obtain a license and then after that begin the construction.
With the decommissioning of the nuclear plant, do you need to build any more facilities to take up the slack as far as power generation?
The nuclear plant at Crystal River has been shut down safely since the fall of 2009, and we've been able to adequately serve all of our customers' needs by operating our existing power plants as well as purchasing power. Even when the nuclear plant is running, we often would be purchasing electric power. So we are looking at what the short-term future needs would be, and that could involve looking to build new state-of-the-art generation either in Citrus County or elsewhere in our service territory.
All right, Suzanne, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.